Nabulabog ang buong mundo Disyembre taong 2019 nang sumiklab ang sunog sa maraming lugar dahil sa bushfire sa Australia. Nangyari ito sa kasagsagan ng Black Summer. Ilang linggo lang ang pagitan, sinunda naman ito ng pagbaha dahil sa walang tigil na pag-ulan, dahilan upang umapaw ang maraming ilog at lawa. Karamihan sa mga komunidad na nasunugan ay naging biktima din ng pagbaha. Ayon kay Rob Webb, ang CEO ng National Council for Fire and Emergency Services sa Australia at New Zealand, higit 30 mga estado at teritoryo ng emergency support services sa bansa ang nagtulungan at naghanda para tugunan ang tumataas na pangangailangan ng tulong at matinding mga natural disaster o sakuna.
Australia is a wonderful place to live and a wonderful place to be throughout the year, but we do have these periods of disasters of all different kinds. As our climate is changing, we're seeing more and more compounding disasters where disasters are happening on the back of each other or they're happening over wider areas. And therefore, we're finding more and more we have to share resources across our borders.
Kamakailan lang ay nag-update at pinasimple ng bansang Australia ang mga sistema na babala sa panahon ng emerhensya at fire danger rating at pormal ngang inihayag ang pambansang sistema. Ito ay upang matiyak na parehong nauunawaan ng mga ehensya ang pagtugon sa emerhensya at ng komunidad sa pangkalahatan. Kung ano ang ibig sabihin ng bawat kategorya ng panganib, at malaman kung paano rumisponde sakaling magkaroon ng natural disaster saan man ang lokasyon o pangyayari. Paliwanag ni Fiona Dunstan, ang National Community Engagement Manager sa Bureau of Meteorology o BOM. Magkatulad ang fire danger ratings at ang emergency warning system. Ngunit ginagamit ang mga ito para sa iba't ibang emergency at peligrong nangyayari.
The fire danger rating system is specifically for fire preparedness. So how severe or how concerned are we about the weather conditions and the environment that's leading up to? So if we were to say tomorrow is going to be pretty hot and windy and we haven't had rain for a while and the grass and vegetation or the trees are quite dry, from there we determine a fire danger rating. And it's there that we then say that we need to take action in order to prepare in case a fire starts.
Dagdag pa nito, kabaliktaran naman ang Australian Warning System dahil ginagamit ito upang ilarawan ang tindi ng emergency o insidente na nangyari na. Ito ay ginagamit para sa maraming uri ng natural disaster, hindi lamang sa sunog.
The Australian Warning System is designed to incorporate many different types of hazard warnings, so flood, fire, cyclones, heat, so those different types of systems. And then there's a tiered system there that provides a level of warning depending on the threat to people's lives or their homes or businesses. So one is before an event and one is sort of during an event.
Paliwanag ni CEO Webb, ang pambansang Australian Warning System ay itinatag noong Disyembre 2020 at nahahati sa 3 color-coded na kategorya. Ang binagong Fire Danger Rating System ay inilunsad noong Setyembre 2022 at may 4 na magkatulad na color-coded na kategorya.
It's replacing a system that was almost 50 years old and this new system has also got a much simpler system for our communities to understand. We worked with the community to design a new, simpler 4-level system with really simple language that allows people to prepare and act when they need to do so.
Ayon sa isa sa pinakamatagal na volunteer ng New South Wales Rural Fire Service na si Elizabeth Goh, napakahalagang maunawaan ang mga alertong ito.
One of the things that we always see is that people who don't leave, don't understand, or leave too late, we're often having to also work with them during very intense fires. And what that's actually doing is it's actually drawing away resources from firefighting because we need to then look after people, supporting people to get out of those dangerous situations.
Pinagsama-sama ng bagong fire danger rating system ang pinakabagong teknolohiya sa siyensya at ang nakolektang datos mula sa iba't ibang ahensya sa pagtugon ng emerhensya at ng Bureau of Meteorology. Sinabi ni Webb na isinaalang-alang ng bagong sistema ang magkakaibang uri ng klima at mga halaman na matatagpuan sa iba't ibang bahagi ng bansa.
Previously, we only used two different types of fuel. We had forest fuel and we had grass fuel. Now, using eight different types that recognise the very vast variety of vegetation we have around Australia, it allows us to provide more accurate information and on a much finer scale than we ever have been able to before.
Ang unang kategorya ng fire danger rating system ay moderate at ito ay kulay berde. Ibig sabihin, oras na para magplano at maghanda o plan and prepare. Ang sumunod na kategorya ay high. Kulay naman ito ay dilaw at nangangahulugang be ready to act o maging handa ng umaksyon. Sinabi ni Webb, sa panahon na berde at dilaw ang ratings, hinihikayat ang buong komunidad na mangalap ng impormasyon tungkol sa kondisyon ng panahon at makipag-ugnay sa mga local emergency services para sa mga update.
In Australia, we always have to be mindful of conditions around us. It's a regular occurrence to get fires. On some days, when we say be ready to act, we're asking our communities to be a little more aware. They might check the weather a little bit more or check authorities' websites a little bit more and make sure that they understand what they might do on that day.
Ang dalawang pinakamataas na kategorya sa rating ay extreme, ito ay kulay orange, at catastrophic o sakuna naman ay kulay pula. Ipinaliwanag ni Webb, ang antas na extreme ay nangangahulugan na dapat ka nang umaksyon kaagad upang protektahan ang iyong buhay at mga ari-arian. Ang isa pang kategorya ay catastrophic o sakuna, o kilala itong pulang kategorya, ay nangangahulugang kailangan mong umalis sa lugar na may bushfire dahil nanganganib na ang buhay at para makaligtas.
So at that take action now, it really means you make a decision about what your actions will be on that day. When the fire conditions get up to that extreme level, that's where you really must be able to say, if a fire starts on those conditions, they will not be controlled in the heat of the day. So you have to be aware of what you're going to do, what your bushfire survival plan is, whether that's to stay in the location or whether you're going to move to a safer place.
Sinabi ni Webb, ang survival plan sa bushfire at kung ano ang iyong pagtugon ay depende sa iyong mga partikular na kalagayan. Bagamat ang ilan sa mga lugar na may mas maraming tao sa Australia ay madaling kapitan ng sunog sa panahon ng mas mainit ang panahon, ang ibang bahagi ng bansa tulad ng Hilaga ay nakakaranas ng sunog sa panahon ng taglamig.
It will vary from person to person, where your property is, how well prepared your property is. But ultimately speaking, if you hear that extreme forecast and you're in a bushfire prone area, that's where you must understand your own bushfire survival plan and then take that action of either you may choose to leave, you may choose to sit down with your family and discuss exactly what you might do on a day.
Kapag nagkaroon ng bushfire o iba pang mga sakuna, sisimulan ang 3-level na Australian Warning System. Ang unang antas ay advice. Ito ay kulay dilaw at nangangahulugan na may nagbabadyang panganib. Subalit, hindi pa nangangailangan ng agarang aksyon. Ang pangalawang antas ay orange at tinatawag na watch and act. Ito ay nangangahulugang nagbabago ang mga kondisyon at dapat kang kumilos upang protektahan ang iyong sarili. Ang pangatlong antas ay ang red. Ito ay emergency warning at nangangahulugang nasa panganib na ang iyong buhay at ang pagkaantala ng aksyon ay maglalagay sa iyong buhay sa panganib. Sabi din ni Danstan, kung paano ka dapat tumugon sa bawat babala ay depende rin sa uri ng emergency na iyong kinalalagyan. Sa kaso naman ng pagbaha o sunog, maaaring kailanganin mong lumikas sa lugar. Gayunpaman kung ang peligro ay matinding init o mga bagyo, maaaring kailanganin mo ng pansamantalang masisilungan. Ang sitwasyong ito ay mahalagang alam ng iyong buong pamilya kung paanong tumugon sa ganitong pagkakataon.
Having a plan and talking about it with their household about, you know, if we are threatened by an event, what are the types of things we want to do? Where do we want to go? What will we take with us? What will we do with our pets, our children, all of those things. So it's really important that the discussions that are had at a household or within a community happen well before we're actually issuing formal warnings for the types of events as they unfold.
Pahabol na payo ni Webb, dapat makipag-ugnay ang lahat ng mga residente sa kanilang local emergency services upang makakalap ng impormasyon sa mga nagbabadyang panganib na maaaring mangyari sa kanilang lugar.
Do you get floods? Do you get storms? Do you get fires? Understand the risks that might be there and learn what you can do to reduce those risks. That's most important. And that takes a little bit of work, but a small investment in time to understand the hazards in the area can actually save your life further down the track.
Ang ulat na ito ay binuo ni Claudiana Blanco na isinalin sa ating wika, Ako si Sheila Joy Labrador, para sa SBS Filipino.